This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. People who've spent any decent amount of time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the past 20 or 30 years probably know about a place called The Gallery. It's a 1 million square foot mall pretty much in the heart of Center City. And when it opened, and for years afterward, it was a hub for teenagers and retirees and working class shoppers as well. But The Gallery is getting a facelift, and along with it, a whole bunch of new, more upscale stores, stores that are perhaps out of reach of the old clientele. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Todd Bookman reports.
When The Gallery opened in 1977, the hope was to lure suburban shoppers back into what was at the time a gritty downtown Philadelphia. But the mall on Market Street became a place that urban shoppers came to love, too. An underground maze of kiosks and shops. John Rouse owned one of them.
Complexion Plus in the mall lower there, right next to Radio Shack.
What kind of store was it?
Health and Beauty Aids.
Rouse says there was always a steady stream of customers, in part because both a commuter train and subway have stops connected to the complex. Today, those trains still run, but most of the stores are shuttered.
It's different now, but back then it was real good back in those days.
Last year, the mall's owners unveiled plans to renovate The Gallery, bring in new stores, redo the tired interior, and in theory, lure more customers. While the construction continues, commuters can still pass through what's left of the old food court.
If you were here, you would see a Popeye's chicken here. You would see that Smoothie King was still there.
As a kid, Solomon Jones spent a lot of time here.
And you would see all kinds of people. You would see old people. You would see young people. You'd see women with baby carriages, some business people walking by. And so it was a pretty vibrant area here. It was a place where people came to have lunch.
Jones is now a writer and columnist. He says The Gallery was especially important to the city's black residents. Many of them came here from poorer neighborhoods with limited shopping options. He's worried the new space, to be called the Fashion Outlets of Philadelphia, won't fill that need.
It's almost like retail gentrification, right? We're going to rebrand it. We're going to rename it. We're going to change how it looks. And we're going to make sure that we're reaching out to people who don't look like the people who are already here.
There's development taking place throughout Philadelphia right now. Like many American cities, it's attracting younger, wealthier residents who want commerce that matches their tastes. Ann Fedulin is the city's director of planning and development.
You know, the old saying goes, the only thing that's inevitable is change. And Philadelphia right now is experiencing a lot of change all at the same time. We're seeing a lot of our communities change. We're seeing our downtown certainly go through some change.
Fedulin says the renovated gallery won't be totally unrecognizable, but it's nearly 40 years old and due for an update. Plus, she says it may help draw more customers to the street-level shops surrounding the mall. John Rouse has no interest in reopening his Complexion Plus beauty store in the remodeled space, but he is behind the project.
I'd just like to see it get back to the old ways and really, really turn things around. I think it'll be all right then.
For now, though, much of The Gallery feels like a ghost town. Walls have been erected around areas that are under construction. And while you can hear what's going on behind them, it's a place to pass through, not to shop. In Philadelphia, I'm Todd Bookman for Marketplace.